Purchase $50 in gift cards and get a $10 bonus valid for the new year. Visit whitespot.ca or see stores for details. This is BC's news leader, CKNW News Talk 980. CKNW News Time is 9:06. I'm Tom Mark.
This afternoon, lawyers are being called to the steps of the courthouse to begin a rally, which they're calling the Battle for Legal Aid. The purpose of the rally is to bring awareness to the state of legal aid funding in British Columbia. Trial lawyers want to see an increase in legal aid and a change to the structure of funding. If they go through with job action, it will add even more stress to the judicial system, a system that is already clogged up and overwhelmed. In a moment, we're going to talk with the president of the Trial Lawyers Association. But first, Attorney General, Solicitor General Shirley Bond and her reaction to this campaign.
Obviously, it's disappointing when we see lawyers expressing their concerns in this way, and I think British Columbians will look at that and certainly have some questions to ask about the legal system in the province and the action that lawyers are taking as well.
Azul Jaffer-Giraj is the president of the Trial Lawyers Association, and he joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, what was your reaction to Shirley Bond?
Yes, it is disappointing, perhaps, and that's the reason we're having to take this action. The legal aid system has been struggling for a long time. There's been a reduction in funding to legal aid. 20 years ago, the system received twice as much money. Currently, it's receiving half of that. Lawyers are frustrated by the fact that people can't get access to legal service. The courts are bogged down by people who are trying to self-represent. And so we need to take some action to make the public aware that the legal aid system does need funding.
Is it a shortage of lawyers? Is it a shortage of funding for the lawyers?
It's a shortage of funding for the lawyers. And so what happens is, at present, if you want legal aid, or you need to go through two steps. The first is you have to pass an income test, and it's a very low income. And then the next test is that only a certain category of matters can be addressed by legal aid. And so that's the challenge. So very few people can even access legal aid. At present, only those who have criminal matters that may result in jail time get legal aid. Very few family law matters and immigration matters that will result in deportation. Otherwise, you're on your own.
And what's the income level?
It depends on your family size, so there are varying levels, but it's a very low level. And so the challenge is most people can't qualify for legal aid. And then even if they do, if their matter doesn't fit into those categories that I set out, they don't get the legal aid.
I have an email that I want to read part of to you because it's from someone who has had considerable experience in the justice system and writes, accused represented by legal aid lawyers would start their files in provincial court. They would plead not guilty. As the case made its way through the system, the legal aid lawyer would be paid for each appearance. And in most cases, when it finally went to Supreme or County Court, the lawyer would plead his client guilty. The only people who benefit from legal aid are the lawyers.
So I disagree with that. It is a well-known fact that in this province, self-represented people, of which the numbers I understand are between 15% to 20% of people, end up having to make more attendances in court simply because they don't understand the system. It's an unfair playing field if someone who's never been to court all of a sudden has to go to court, has to get up to speed on the system, and then has to effectively self-represent and make an argument.
How much money are we talking about? How short is the shortfall?
What we'd like to see is that the system be restored to the early 1990 levels so that the provincial government add roughly $50 million to the system. That would take the system a long way. What we've seen over time is there have been cuts to the justice system at several levels. There's a lack of judges. At present, we're currently short approximately 17 judges in the provincial court system. Recently, there's been a reduction in sheriffs. There's been a reduction in court clerks. And so overall, the justice system is facing attacks. Legal aid is one other place where the justice system is having challenges. And we as lawyers want the provincial government to restore the funding level.
And the problem goes beyond legal aid, though, doesn't it? I mean, you say you have to be very low income to get legal aid. If you're of low to middle income and even upper income, the cost of going to court is simply prohibitive for most people.
It most definitely is. It most definitely is prohibitive. And one of the challenges is when there are a lot of self-represented people, getting your matter dealt with takes a long time and sometimes requires additional attendances. So, for example, in provincial court, the wait for a half-day hearing over a small claims dispute is 7 months. If your case is going to take more than one day in court, you could be waiting for at least a year to have your trial. And then almost 60% of criminal matters have been waiting over 180 days for a trial date. We think that's far too long.
And increasingly, cases are being thrown out simply because the wait has been too long.
That's correct. And so if lawyers were involved in the system and it could assist people getting through the system, those wait times would reduce and matters would get dealt with.
Thank you for doing this.
Thank you for your time.
We're going to continue looking at legal aid with the executive director of the Legal Services Society. That's next. Jordan Armstrong has our news headlines.